After a historic turnout from Generation Z in last year's midterm elections, Democratic presidential candidates are heavily courting young voters. Our Student Reporting Labs project reached out to teens around the country to find out what issues they care about and what questions they'd like to hear the candidates answer at tomorrow's NewsHour Politico debate.
My name is Haskell Tudige-White. I'm from Beaverton, Oregon. And the question I have for the presidential candidates at the next Democratic debate is about gun violence. As a high school student, I am terrified that every day that my school will be next. What are you going to do to stop school shootings?
My question to the Democratic candidates is, to those Republicans at home who are dissatisfied with the current state of the Trump administration, what can you say to them to show that you would be a president for all the people, not just those within your party?
My name is Sam Oswald from Salt Lake City, Utah, and my question for the Democratic candidates is, how will your faith influence your actions in the White House?
My name is Felicia Bailey from Mount Clemens, Michigan, and my question for the candidates is, what can you do about lowering the cost of college tuition?
How many refugees should the United States take in, and how would you balance the humanitarian concerns of migrants and border enforcement?
If DACA were to end, what would you do to help those people that are no longer being protected?
Are they going to keep troops in Iraq and Afghanistan? Are they going to continue funding a war that's been going on for almost 2 decades now?
How will you put an end to mass incarceration, and how will you put an end to white terrorism and hate crimes in the United States?
How can you take on the billionaire class if you yourself are taking monies from billionaires?
The national debt has doubled in the last decade to over $22 trillion. Young people of my generation are expected to bear the burden of national debt. Why do we have to pay the price of your promises?
What actions will you take to protect women's rights? For example, are you going to prevent restrictive abortion laws?
The question I would like to ask the Democratic candidates is how they plan to deal with big pharmaceutical companies and the current prices of medicines such as EpiPen and insulin.
Should funding for mental health illness be increased for research purposes? I'm a high school student, and student stress is a really big thing. Student stress can cause depression, anxiety, and a lot of other medical issues.
If elected, how would your environmental policy address states that have economies largely based upon the fossil fuel industry?
My name is Angelina Hunt. I'm from Alexandria, Virginia, and my question for the Democratic candidates is, in a time where there's a lot of political division in our country, if you were elected president, what would you do to heal that divide?
Good questions. You can find a preview of tomorrow's NewsHour Politico debate online. We'll be posting stories and analysis all the way through the debate. That's on our website, pbs.org/newshour.